Obituary, Roger Shrives, the 5th of April 1947 to the 1st of May 2018. Roger Shrives, a very long-standing member of the Socialist Party in South London, has sadly passed away. He had been a full-time organizer for Militant and the Socialist Party for 39 years, of which he was a member of the editorial team of the Militant and the Socialist newspapers for 37 years. Roger became active in socialist politics as one of the first students at the New University of Ulster in Coleraine, Northern Ireland, in 1968, at the very beginning of the Troubles. It was here that Roger was introduced to Militant. In December 1969 he helped establish the left-wing Coleraine Labour Party. In May 1971 Roger joined Militant. That same month he campaigned in a council by-election in which the Northern Ireland Labour Party stood a local factory worker in a straight contest with the unionists, securing 40% of the vote on a fighting, working-class programme. Returning to London after graduating, Roger resumed work at Lewisham Social Services, where he became an active member of the Nalgo Union. He also helped establish the Labour Party Young Socialists Irish Solidarity Campaign at this time. In November 1975 he and three other members who shared a rented flat in South London were accused in a Witch Hunting Observer article on Militant of being bedside Trotskyist infiltrators of Labour under the "Hilarious to Roger" headline, "Why the Secret of 13 Elsie Maud Road Shock Mrs. Box She Being the Landlady." This article was a precursor of a generalised witch hunt against Militant, see The Rise of Militant, by Peter Taff. In 1976 Roger became a full-time organiser for Militant, working at our then central offices in Hackney, East London. He was an incredibly industrious party worker, never missing an important demo or party activity, and was a stalwart of our successful council election campaigns in Telegraph Hill, Lewisham, in the 1990s and 2000s, where he tutored a younger generation of members in sound methods of party building. He possessed razor-sharp proofreading skills, an encyclopedic knowledge of the party and almost everything else, and an amazing ability for remembering dates. Give him your date of birth and he would instantly tell you what day of the week you were born, as well as knowing all the London postcodes. He did, however, exhibit disdain for modern technology, and would frequently curse his misbehaving computer in scenes reminiscent of the character Basil in the sitcom Fawlty Towers. Unfortunately, Roger had many long-term health problems, including the legacy of a stroke, and he finally retired as a sub-editor in October 2015. But as an old trooper he continued to be an active member of Lewisham branch, all too often ignoring advice from fellow comrades to take it easy. He set high standards for selling the Socialist, even in the ambulance taking him to hospital the day before he died. Roger complained to an accompanying comrade about a reported low sale of the paper on a branch activity. He enjoyed a pint, he liked listening to jazz, and he possessed a wit which, when joking about fellow comrades, bordered on the rude. He will be missed. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 5th of May 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.